Welcome to New Realities. This is Alan Steinfeld. That was Songs of Ascension, written by J.J. Hertog. And that's along the themes of tonight's program, where we really are moving into a new age of consciousness. We are really evolving, and it's not just in this country. There are beings all over the world bringing through a message of light and transformation and upliftment. And tonight's guest is very much a part of that new wave of consciousness. She is the best-selling author on spiritual material from Portugal. Her name is Alexandra Solnato, and she's new book in English is The Book of Light that you can get online and from Simon & Schuster, and it's a beautiful book, so thanks for being here tonight.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ellen.
Yes, and so many topics to talk about. The first thing, I mean, which we've discussed before, is this time of transformation where we're moving from the old way of thinking into a new way of thinking, and you can also, with this discussion, introduce where you get your source from. But first, let's give an overview of the Piscean Age that's ending and the New Age that's beginning.
Yes, our galaxy moves at 500,000 kilometers per hour. So every 2,000 years, our galaxy changes its energy. And the last 2,000 years, we've been in the Pisces Age, which was a difficult age of guilt, judgment, fear, restriction. And if we look at the last 2,000 years, we can see the sins. If you sin, you go to hell. You need to obey. You need to do what other people expect you to do. Mm-hmm. You have to be what other people expect you to be. Mm-hmm. So it was difficult to live the last 2,000 years.
To live the last 2,000 years, yeah. A difficult time to live.
It was a difficult time to live.
Yeah.
But it's ending now. And mm-hmm. I know that we are in difficult times, in times of trouble,
yeah.
But we are witnesses. We are looking at this change. I think I'm blessed about living in this time because we see
are
the
blessed.
Changes.
Yes,
we see the changes. We can see the changes every day.
Mm.
In my country, I give courses and lessons, and I have people that come and mm-hmm. say, "I have to sorry because 2 months ago I thought you was out, and now I'm here. So
she
in 2 months, my life." Changed, and I'm here, and I can see now what you're doing, and I believe, and in two months ago, I wouldn't believe. So I think the change is coming, and it's coming into our cells, and mm-hmm. it's coming into our body, and our brain is changing every day. So the Pisces age, which was an age of restriction, now is what is taking place is a time of abundance, energetic abundance. So the Aquarius age is the age of the soul, the healers, all our healing talent is going to show up now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to be a great age this next 2000.
But it's already started. There's many people already living this reality. That's why I do my show. That's why I call it New Realities, because mm-hmm. of this change that I want to be a part of, that you're a part of, that we're all...
I know that it's difficult to live today. It's difficult because you have a lot of people that didn't understand yet.
Mm.
So they want to live in the past. They don't want to change. They don't want to see the change. And they want all the things that they
had before.
They had before, they thought that was right. They want that they... remain
right.
like that.
Right. It's very clear, this distinction now, between those that have an awareness and those that don't.
And the gap is enormous.
Yes, it's like black and white, light and dark. I mean, not that anything's dark or anything's light, but you can see those people that are living in old paradigm, you know, and this, and like you say, people overnight have an awakening and say, oh my God, 2 months ago, I would not have even considered
I love
this
phenomenon, the phenomenon of awakeness.
Awakening,
it's great because you can say thousands of words to a person and this person doesn't awake. Mm-hmm. And one day,
because it all of experience. Makes sense. Because they've, you see.
We never know when they are going to awake, but you leave seeds.
Yes,
you
that's what seeds. I was going to say. We're planting the seeds. Even listening to the radio show, some people say, my mother, I have no idea what you're talking about. But, you know, we're planting a seed. So when there is a kind of a reckoning of a new reality of sorts, they can say, oh, that's what they were meant there.
And you can leave. You can leave now if you are very resistant. Mm-hmm. Resistant.
Yes.
You can leave now trying to maintain the old things. Mm-hmm. And one day you listen to a radio show and someone talks about change. Mm-hmm. And then you look around and say, oh, that is change. I know what is change. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize yet, but now I know because change is happening every time.
Well, that's the fundamental thing I think that I like to talk about in this program is it's not just the Pisces, Aquarian. Those are just names. What really is happening is a way of thinking about reality. You know, like you said, it's not victim and tyrant. It's like take responsibility for who we are, our actions, and our connection to the divine. There's no more gurus, no more churches, no more worshiping.
They are going to disappear. They are going to disappear because in these times of change, the gurus, they are lost too.
They are lost.
Yes, because the church is lost. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to do because the middlemen are how do you say, making sins?
Making sins? They're out of a job. Their middlemen are, what?
The priests.
Yes.
Pedophilia.
Yes.
So the church doesn't know what to do with them because they are not perfect. The middlemen are not perfect.
Well, the church isn't perfect either. Look what they did to Galileo.
So they don't have the power of coming to my life and telling me what I have to do.
Right.
Because they are not perfect. So no one is perfect. Mm. But we don't need to be perfect.
No, we just need to be human.
Human. We just need to learn how to choose. We just need to connect with our essence, with our divine part, and then choose, and then leave here.
Okay, that's a big point. Learn how to choose. I'd like you to talk about that, because I want to understand that too. So what do you mean, learn how to choose? Yes.
Look, I don't know if this what I'm going to say is strange, but I saw it. I see it in my meditations. Mm-hmm. We have a life of light.
We have a life of light.
Yes. Up there, in my meditation, in the Akashic records,
We
have a path of light.
A path of light?
Yes. Path of light, a life of
light.
It's
who we actually are, but we're not aware of it.
Without ego, without resistance, without judgment,
but
without
it's us.
Power.
It's us.
No, it's really us.
Yeah, and I don't think it's up there. It's here.
No.
Yes.
Wait.
Okay.
When I say up there, I used to say up there because when I meditate, I rise my energy. But it's in another dimension.
Right.
Dimension.
Right.
It's here.
Yeah, we raise our energy to another dimension.
We have a life of light. Mm-hmm. When I was in the cloud waiting for incarnate, I made arrangement with other souls.
You remember this?
Yes.
In meditation.
In meditation, I used to go there.
You made arrangements with other souls?
All of us.
To meet,
to marry,
to have children,
to do bad things.
You made an arrangement for that, too?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
To learn how to forgive. If I have to come and learn how to forgive, I need to do an arrangement with another soul that is going to do bad things to me.
Okay, and then what's the point? Yes.
The point is, when I am in the cloud, I know what is my life of light, and I know what is my worst life if I don't know how to choose. So I have both. I need to choose. When I reincarnate, I forget.
Let me just, you. So you, in that light of light, you have couple of choices that you want to make. Is that what you're saying?
When I reincarnate, yes. And I forget that.
You forget the arrangements you made. Yes. Yes.
And I forget what is my life of
mm-hmm.
light.
Mm-hmm.
What is the life where my energy brights?
Brightens up.
Yes.
What you can choose what life you can live that will light brighten your energy.
So what is learn how to choose? Is to remember mm-hmm. by meditation
mm-hmm.
how to go again to that life of light. Bring it
so you
to
can
this
choose
dimension.
Not to be that too.
Of course. Our ego mm-hmm. is a survival force.
Right.
So our ego never chooses the light. He chooses to get money. He chooses mm-hmm. to be comfortable here.
Right.
He is always choosing the immediate
gratification.
Sorry, English.
No, it's okay.
My mother language. So sometimes
the ego is always choosing the immediate gratification.
Yes. And our soul wants that life of light. So when we meditate, when we go to mm-hmm. Akashic Records, mm-hmm. or as you say, another dimension.
Or the power of light, or
yes.
our
inner energy.
Yeah, we
our
remember
divine
who self. We are.
Yes. Then we get information about that life, where we are happy, where we have abundance, where we really can... Mm-hmm. Be have a good life.
Yes.
So, what is we learn how to choose?
We learn how to choose based on the soul's essence, just to
try to meditate and access that inner energy mm-hmm. to start to choose things mm-hmm. that slowly are going to take us to that path of life.
Mm-hmm.
So. When I choose what I eat,
mm-hmm.
it's simple things. When yeah. I choose what I eat, when I choose if I smoke or not, mm-hmm. when I choose if I do exercise or not, mm-hmm. if everything in my life mm-hmm. I need to choose, if I choose if I work too much and don't give attention to the lover ones,
mm-hmm.
every choice I do in my life
yes.
is taking me to a place. And that can be a place of light or a place of darkness.
But it's very subtle, you know? It might be a very subtle choice. You know, do I have this cigarette or do I not? It's not like that's a good or bad thing.
No, it's a subtle choice. I'm not. If you pay attention, I'm not saying that is good or mm-hmm. bad.
Yeah.
Because up there mm-hmm. in the light, mm-hmm. you don't have good or bad things.
Right.
You have experiences.
Okay.
So you can experience to do bad things to your body or do bad things to yourself.
Or to
and
others.
And it's going to be an experience.
Or to others. And which is not. But
or not. You need to choose.
Yes.
Even what? How do you want to live your life? How? If you want to suffer, if you want to do.
You can choose to suffer and do all that.
Of course.
But
you can choose not to understand.
Right.
So but even the understanding is a...
And it's all an experience, and it all gets you to the path of light. So in a way, what does it all mean? It all is an experience. I mean...
Everything here in Earth mm-hmm. is experience.
Yes, it is.
We have a sentence that I like very much, which is, you are always evolving.
Yes.
Or you can evolve by two ways. Or from your suffering, or from your awakeness.
Oh, so there's
consciousness.
Either
so that
way,
is I think it's the biggest choice you can do in your life. You want to evolve, or you don't want to evolve. Or you
either
want to
way,
evolve.
It's an evolution. Either way, whatever choice you make, you can.
But you can suffer, or you can.
Well, I don't think people want to suffer, but they don't realize the consequences of their choices.
Look,
that's the problem.
You are saying a very important thing, which yes. is people doesn't know that one choice is going to bring consequences.
Yes, they don't know that.
Yes, I know. But when one person blames other people for their mm-hmm. life, and for me is one of the worst things you can do.
Worse, it's another lesson though, right?
Well, look, if you blame other people for your life, you are never going to look at your life as action and consequence because you are blaming other people.
Uh-huh.
When you stop blaming, mm-hmm. and I think the judgment is one of the worst things that we can do, here.
Judging others and ourselves.
And ourselves.
Because we also blame ourselves.
Of course, of course. But if you take responsibility to every choice you make, mm-hmm. you start to look at the consequences. And then you start to know that all your choices have consequences. And then you can choose if you want to suffer or not. But if you are blaming other people, mm-hmm. you don't know that your suffering is a consequence of your choice.
Right. I'm with you. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm on the same page.
Look, in the Pisces age,
yes.
they taught us
to blame. Well, they said, you
no,
know.
No. They taught us to obey.
Right.
So when my life is not good, I have to, I don't have, but they think that they have to blame because mm-hmm. they obey.
Now,
they as you obey, when the things doesn't go mm-hmm. right, it's someone's fault.
Right, it's hierarchical and it's, yeah.
So in the new age, in
of
this Aquarius age, mm-hmm. you are not going to blame anyone because you need to choose.
Yeah, but
even if you want to choose to make a mistake.
But what if you blame yourself? Now, what's the difference between taking responsibility because I did that and, oh my, I did that, I'm blaming myself. That's very subtle.
Yes, I know.
Yes, so talk about that.
When you think that you need to be perfect, and you are not,
mm-hmm.
you made a lot of mistakes, I made a lot of mistakes, mm-hmm. but if I think that I need to be perfect, I'm going to blame myself.
Mm-hmm.
In the moment that I accept that I'm not perfect, I stop blaming, I stop judging myself,
mm-hmm.
because I know that I do my best.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a very subtle concept, which is the difference between judgment mm-hmm. and responsibility.
Yes, that's
guilt
very subtle.
And responsibility.
Yes.
The guilt is, I should be perfect and I did a mistake and I am very bad because I did a mistake.
Right.
The responsibility is, wait, when you blame yourself,
mm-hmm.
How can I say this? When you blame yourself, you are not changing yourself because you are so, how can I say this? When you blame yourself, you are so involved in your guilt that you don't get any responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't blame, you think, I'm not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I need to learn this lesson and I'm never going to make a mistake again.
Okay.
Now, you understand?
I'm not blaming myself.
I'm not
okay.
I'm committed.
It's easy for us to say then, you know, the great question that comes up is, what about those kids starving in Africa and all that? You want them to be, and I don't have an answer for that, but I know there's something there. Do you want them to be responsible for their situation that they were born into?
Well, this is a very profound question.
Well, yes, but it has to be asked.
Yes, of course. Look. We have a clinic in Portugal, and we have 7 therapists, and we've done thousands and thousands and mm-hmm. thousands of therapies.
Mm-hmm.
And all our therapies start with a regression to a past life.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done thousands of regressions to past lives mm-hmm. of our clients.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we do when we do the regressions
mm-hmm.
is that, For example, one woman goes to a past life,
mm-hmm.
and she was a very powerful man.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that we do is to bring her to her actual life and ask her, now you are going to see an image where in this life you use that energy.
Mm-hmm.
And they start to cry.
Mm-hmm.
Because they realize that life that they had as a powerful man,
mm-hmm.
they use that energy here in this life.
Okay.
So,
get back to Africa, the kids in Africa.
when you have one person that has 20 lives being a powerful man or woman,
mm-hmm.
when you have lots of lives that they should evolve, that they should quit using that energy, mm-hmm. and they don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
When they have a lots of lives being, prison guards, very, very bad boys, and mm-hmm. using their power.
Mm-hmm.
And when they don't quit, they don't quit, they don't quit. Lots of lives don't quitting
mm-hmm.
when they need to experience the powerless.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And to born in Africa is one of the ways.
Well, some parts of it. Not all. We don't want to make all of that.
Parts. It's just an example. How the logic of heaven works.
Or any place, actually, where people are born into unfortunate situations.
Of
I mean, it's all over the world.
So you have a power experience,
mm-hmm.
and then you need to quit that mm-hmm. that force, and then you don't want, and then one day you're born in a powerless situation.
And you learn the lessons of that.
Of course. Or you don't. You can start to
karma going.
No. You can get more anger.
Yeah.
And more anger, and then you are going to born again in a powerless situation. So
how do you break this? No, it does end.
It never ends if you don't choose.
So what's the choice that you make?
The choice is I don't use that energy anymore. In my life.
I don't use the. And what if you're born in a powerless situation? What do you? How do you make a new choice?
Look, I have a story.
Yes.
I saw in Oprah. You know Oprah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She was helping a homeless woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she made a lot of show off because she was going to offer an apartment
mm-hmm.
with one room to a homeless woman. And then we saw in television that the homeless woman, she slept in the street.
Mm-hmm.
She was washing her hair in the fountain
mm-hmm.
in the street.
Mm-hmm.
And the Oprah came and said, I'm going to offer an apartment. And when she,
Oprah was going to offer her an apartment. Okay,
yes.
Oprah. Okay. Yes, that's okay. No, I know who Oprah is. Yes. Okay.
When Oprah
mm-hmm.
opened the door to give her the apartment, she looked and said, just one room. You understand? She's using that power force again.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't quit.
She didn't understand the lesson.
No, she didn't understand. If you are having a powerless experience
mm-hmm.
and you understand the lesson
mm-hmm.
and you quit your power inside, you quit your ego,
mm-hmm.
you understand the lesson. Well, I born here. Mm-hmm. It's for a reason.
Right.
I have done things in the past.
Yes.
And I don't want to use this power anymore. And then maybe, you can attract someone that will help you.
Yeah. Well, I know from my past life regression, I was born, I would have a life in a concentration camp in Germany. You know, the gas chambers, the whole thing, the heaps of body. And I remembered that, you know, and it was sad, lost my family, everything. But because I stayed in a way conscious, it kept me in touch with a soul essence that lifetime. Was a spiritual awakening, and then I came back here with that understanding, so it wasn't pleasant.
And now you're spreading the message.
And now it's spread, but it wasn't pleasant, you know, but it was a lesson that
you know,
I had.
What I receive in my meditations,
mm-hmm.
sometimes it's hard, but is, are you in a bad situation? It's not bad. It's an experience.
Yes.
Are you in a good situation? It's an experience. You humans, you have to leave all the situations.
Right.
The bad and the good
situations. Do think what you are saying is whatever the situation, you have a choice about how you are in that situation.
How do you receive the situation?
And how do you respond to the situation? You can respond victimized.
Yes.
Or you can say, I'm going to do something about this. I'm not a victim. Where you have the power of consciousness to change and to change yourself.
And even if you say, well, I've done bad things in past life. Well, but...
But who hasn't?
Yes, of course. Who hasn't? And this is a new life. I don't have any guilt about that. Look, you need to quit that energy. Because that energy lives here. if you were a power, mm-hmm. a power man mm-hmm. in the other life, look at your power here. Because if you are in a bad situation, in a situation of powerless, mm-hmm. it's because you use power. So you just need to quit it.
I know, those are big examples and they're great, but most of life is made of subtle examples. Subtle, like love, relationships, and, you know, connections to other people and the right
you
way
know,
to
Alan,
act.
You know, Alan, I love to meditate. Okay. And I love to meditate because when I meditate, all that subtle examples
yes.
start to be very clear.
Mm.
When I meditate, I ask, this is very subtle. I'm not getting it. Can you explain?
Okay.
And they explain. Mm. So I love to meditate because I know you are right. Mm. Life is very subtle.
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 I can say that word.
Yeah, they don't pronounce
it. Very subtle.
Yeah. Yes.
We say subtil in our in Portuguese.
Okay.
So life is very, what? Subtle. Subtle.
Yes.
And when we start to meditate, and when we start to go and ask for information about our life,
mm-hmm.
all that tiny things,
mm-hmm.
they start to show up as a pieces of a big puzzle.
Mm.
And when we are when I'm meditating, and I teach that, mm-hmm. of course, mm-hmm. when we are meditating, all the puzzle, I start to see the big picture. So as more I do, or as more times I do regression to my past lives,
uh-huh.
and I see a lot of past lives, and each past life is a piece of the puzzle of my energy,
mm-hmm.
and I start to know the story of the old story of my energy,
mm-hmm.
and it's great,
mm-hmm.
because the subtle things mm-hmm. Start to be more clear.
You see, but I get what you're saying, and I really appreciate your investigation. This is really what the quality of the Aquarian Age is about. These inner feelings, these inner navigations of oneself, this is what really looks different than the Piscean Age. The Piscean Age was just psychology. And psychology 101, hate, love, anger. Now we're coming into a time where we have to know these inner subtle reflections,
yes.
the things that we are naming now in ways that haven't been named before.
You said the word, I love this word, investigation.
Yes.
I love the word investigation,
mm-hmm.
because I think the Aquarian Age mm-hmm. is going to bring us the power of do, of make, the
yes.
investigation of my energy.
Mm-hmm.
And my energy has a lot of pieces of past lives.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's does.
Everybody does.
Yes.
So when we start to investigate, I have students that have spontaneous regressions.
I've had that.
With open eyes.
Yeah, I have that looking
so
at
people.
So
when you
yeah.
need to know, the information comes. I call it platform because mm. I saw it. A very huge platform of light that is scanning us all the time.
Let's talk about that a little bit, but I just want to say about past lives, Krishnamurti said, it's true, but it's not a fact. So everything we find out in past lives, it's not about the life, it's about the emotional
yes.
patterns that
yes.
get
it's
entwined in our
life.
Psyche.
Yeah.
So we can make it about Egypt or this. None of that matters. It doesn't matter who you were, what you've done.
Of course. Yesterday, I gave a workshop here,
mm-hmm.
and a man
mm-hmm.
was so fascinated with his past lives
mm-hmm.
because he was very famous
mm-hmm.
in his past lives. And I said, and what?
So what? Yeah.
So what?
Yes.
It's not that. That's
it's
not
more
important.
Ego. It doesn't matter.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's not that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the emotion
mm-hmm.
we called repetitive pattern of behavior.
Exactly.
So if you lose your kids
mm-hmm.
in a past life,
mm-hmm.
the next life, you are going to have fear of loss.
Mm-hmm. You are.
And then one person lives all life with fear of loss,
mm-hmm.
don't quit it. And in the next life, he's going to have fear of loss and more and more.
And they repeat the pattern, too.
Yes.
Because
that's
but the way to resolve it is to understand the patterns, to
and
feel it.
And, Well, accept the feeling.
First, to know that you're thinking in those pattern ways. Yes. So we can make it about past lives, or we can say, this is a feeling I have, and this is the patterns I've been living in this life. And it might be about past life. I'm not denying that.
Yes, I understand
that.
What you say. I used to say something similar. Mm-hmm. I used to say, if you don't believe in past lives, mm-hmm. go to your childhood.
Exactly.
Because when you were a child, you felt all that emotions, mm-hmm. and you didn't know where they come from. Mm-hmm. But it's okay. Mm-hmm. Just heal them. So, just accept them, yes. cry them, make the mourning.
Yeah,
mourning
cry, of yeah, them. Cry, mourn over them. But everything you're doing, and it's great work you're doing in Portugal and all over the world, is to bring people to level ground to embrace the Aquarian age. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's to undo the past so we can live a divine incarnation. That's what the Aquarian age is about.
Yes.
We need to acknowledge our connection to Source. But once that's the beginning of the adventure, that's where it starts, the new age.
Yes. When I was in the Pisces age, mm-hmm. I used to say that I didn't want to come down to Earth anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I'm seeing that the Aquarian age is going to be so great, I want to come again.
Well,
now I want to come again to, you know, in 500 years, can you imagine how all this energy is going to be, you know, circulating?
Yeah, it's amazing.
The worlds are going to start to blend. We are going to see other dimensions.
Other beings, they are going to appear. Because the human brain, like you said in the beginning of the show, is evolving. And as we move into a new place in the galaxy, as the sun goes to a new level, it activates higher portions of our receiver so we have new experiences.
Astrology tells one interesting thing, which is, I don't know the name in English of this planet, Uranus.
Uh-huh.
Uranus is the regent of Aquarius.
Yes, it rules Aquarius.
Yes. And it has another planet called Mercury.
Also rules Aquarius.
No. Mercury rules Gemini.
Oh, right.
Mercury is rules our brain. And Uranus, it's our higher brain. So it's very nice to see that we are going to enter into an age that is ruled by a planet which is the higher planet of our mind.
Yeah.
The higher mind.
Yeah. This is where the adventure begins.
Yes.
We are resolving the issues of the Piscean Age,
yes.
the dramas and the hate.
The Shakespeare dramas.
Yeah, they're all dramas.
Yeah.
It's all dramas. Love, hate, war will be a thing of the past at some point. It has to be. We're going to evolve. Everything,
yes, because,
money.
You just fight against other people because you think you are separated.
Right.
In Aquarius age, we are going to realize that we are all one. So
exactly.
How can I fight?
That's right.
A person that is one like me.
You know, people, that's like the John Lennon song. People say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
That is a song of our future.
Yes.
If we can live through our own ego destruction.
Can I say another thing,
please,
Alan? Aquarius age is also the age of the healers.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, we are resolving things.
I think
and
so.
It's very nice to see that the universe is sending us one healing energy to resolve the things.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw in these 9 years that I'm doing this work that to teach how to heal is more easier every day.
Ah.
As the time passes, is easier. Because people that never thought that they could be healer, could be a healer, they put their hands up, ask for energy, and it starts to come.
It's amazing.
So
I saw that in your workshop.
It's great, because it's so easy. In 2 hours, I know, of course, in 2 hours you can teach a lot of things, but you teach more than the time allows, because people put their hands up and start to see things.
Yeah.
And start to cleanse things, people.
No, you're doing beautiful work.
So it's great. This this energy, this healing energy, is helping us to solve our dramas. So if people are not aware to that, they are going to stay in the past. So what I ask sometimes is, what are they going to do in 10 years?
I don't know.
It's going to be very, 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 it's going to be a tough time for them.
But of course, there's me. I mean, we speak the same language. It doesn't matter what country you're from. We understand that there are cities, countries full of people that have no idea what we're saying, right?
And you have a lot of people healing without learning either. So,
but things are changing, like you're saying. They are, no matter, even if people don't have a clue. No.
9 years ago when I started was so different. The first level of my course was so difficult because I had, 9 years ago, I had to explain every detail, everything. Now, my first level seems like the third or fourth level because people know a lot of things. And they start to ask questions. And I say, we are in the first level.
That's beautiful, isn't it? It's so great. That gives a beautiful also inspiration that things are actually changing.
Yes, yes.
They really are, and you feel that, and you, in your sensitive energy, you feel the level of people coming are ready for this.
Yes, I think so.
It's amazing, isn't it beautiful?
Yes, it is.
So I do want to say that Alexandra will be speaking at the Meta Center tomorrow night, April 12th, 2011. The Meta Center is at 214 West 29th Street on the 16th floor, 7 p.m. Be there. And you will receive, for the price of $20 admission, you'll receive a copy of her beautiful book, Book of Light. In this book, you just talk a little bit about this book because...
In my meditations 9 years ago, I start my meditations because my daughter was very ill and she was clinically dead. I changed my life and my way of thinking.
You weren't thinking any of the stuff that we're talking about.
No. I was a producer.
You had no idea.
Nothing.
Not even curious. Not even curious.
Yes, I was curious, but you know, when you are curious, but you don't know, don't do anything about it.
You're curious, like, so maybe there's psychics, maybe there's things like that. Yeah, okay.
I need to work. I thought I need to work.
Oh, you need to have a job, and most people can do their thing. Yeah. And I just, okay.
And, of course, now my daughter is okay because...
Oh, wait, just somebody said, is your thing at the Meta Center April 13th, right? It's the Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Sorry, April 13th. I think that's Wednesday. That's when Alexandra will be at the Meta Center. Wednesday, April 13th, 2011. Okay, so when you're beginning for you.
And in my process, I saw the big light. I think it's the highest light in heaven, which is Jesus. Of course, Jesus appeared to me as Jesus. But if I was in China, maybe he would appear as Buddha.
So it's not Jesus as a name. It was a very high...
It's the higher light.
But was it separate from you, that light? Or is it a part... You know, I'm separate from your part. We're connected. But was that light a projection of your higher self or different than your higher self?
No. It's different thing.
So it's a different being.
Yes, my higher self, when Jesus appeared, he...
In breath. Hugged.
He hid? No.
Hugged.
He disappears. He give...
When your higher self appears, Jesus disappears.
No. When I'm talking with my higher self, Jesus comes, and the higher self looks, see Jesus, and disappears, because Jesus is more important.
Well, I wouldn't say Jesus is more important than your higher self.
No, I understand that.
I think you're all the same. But anyway, Jesus, we'll get back to Jesus. I mean, I think you're the same as Jesus. You're not, Jesus is not any more higher than you. He may be more evolved.
More evolved.
But not better than you.
I'm not saying that he's better than me.
Okay.
I say he's higher than me.
Well,
my energy vibrates in one pattern.
Right.
And the Jesus energy vibrates in a pattern higher.
Yeah, but we all exist on that level of light anyway, right?
Okay, but I don't access
that.
I have an ego, I have resistance, I have a lot of, you know.
Okay, so anyway, Jesus appears.
So he appeared 9 years ago, and I wrote 11 books with his messages. Mm-hmm. in my country. All of the books are bestsellers. Mm-hmm. And this book that I'm launching here in the United States, it's not a book to read from the beginning until the end. It's a book to consult. Mm-hmm. So Jesus said, we have a lot of books. We have a lot of theories, a lot of concepts. Mm-hmm. But when one person reads a lot of books, when this person has a problem, which of the concepts can fit in that problem? It's very difficult. It's very subtle. So he said, we are going to do a book with questions and answers. So the book comes, it's like an oracle.
Yes.
The book comes with symbols, with Aramaic symbols, mm-hmm. which was the language spoken by Jesus 2,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. And one person, when wants to ask a question, take two pieces. And then the book, it has a chart, mm-hmm. and the intersection of the two pieces gives the answer.
Right, but what's the difference between this book and... You want people to get the answer for themselves. So I think you've written this in a way that the person can use the word so they can interpret. You're not giving the person the answer.
No. He comments.
He comments. Like, so I have a question.
You have a question, and Jesus gives you the perspective from heaven to your question.
But it's not answering my question.
It's giving you clues for you to choose. He never chooses for you.
No, it's not a book that will answer my question, should I get married next week?
No. No. I always say, don't ask questions of yes or no.
Ask questions like what?
As you are talking with Jesus, say, please comment this problem. Please comment this problem.
Well, most people would say to help. Please help me with this.
Yes, please help me. I think he's a book of questions and help, but not of questions
but
and answers.
You want people to get their own answers? Isn't this where our evolution?
One day I asked Jesus, you are dictating a book that you comment people's problems. Don't you think that people, they are going to stop meditating because they go to the book?
Yes.
And he answered, this book is going to be a meditation process. Mm-hmm.
Actually, I have to say, the book is written, as I read through it, in a way where we don't get the answers, but it's a reflection more on our own process.
Yes.
So if we have a question, the book points us back to ourselves and makes us investigate our own subtle reasoning.
Yes.
So I like that. I like that. So anyway, I did want to ask you, so you're in touch with Jesus, right?
Yes.
I mean, lots of people are, and it just happened to show up as this, and this has been your guide for the last 9 years.
And one of the most important things that I think that Jesus gives us, and gives in the book. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, we were showing the book, and one woman asked her question, mm-hmm. and when she started to read the comment, mm-hmm. she started to cry, because the comment was, I love you. Mm-hmm. So she started to feel that unconditional love that comes mm-hmm. from heaven. And beautiful. I think I think people are so lonely and so, I don't know the name in English, they need unconditional love.
They do. People need to know they're loved.
To feel they're
loved.
They are loved with their restriction, with their limitation. Because we have one idea that we are just going to be loved if we are perfect. Then we start to do, you know, everything, not things that show what we are, but things that show that we are perfect in order to be loved. Mm. And one of the most important things that I think that Jesus gives us is, I love you. For who you are. Yeah. You don't need to be perfect to be loved. Mm-hmm. So when I meditate, I receive this kind of love. And it changes my life every day. Because I have no words to explain. It's great.
But me, our friend Nicole, we're all evolving to where Jesus is, right? Isn't that our ultimate destiny as human beings?
Yes.
And this is part of the process.
I think the ultimate process is when we... resolve our dramas. Mm-hmm. We start to assume our being of light that we are, mm-hmm. the being of light that we are, mm-hmm. and we are going to blend.
But I think the problem, and it's not a problem necessarily with Jesus, but Jesus was, you know, the Piscean age God, and people so identify Jesus with the Piscean age understanding to call your connection Jesus in an Aquarian age Jesus connects us to the past.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yes, I know what you mean, but it's not like that.
Because okay.
This energy comes every time we change ages.
So we can call it Jesus, but it's really something else.
It was Jesus, but who was 4,000 years ago? Mm-hmm. It was another thing.
But it's all of us. The divine essence is the same. When we get to that place, our evolution, like we've agreed,
of course,
is that.
But look, the question is, why did he say, I'm Jesus?
Why? Let's ask him.
Yeah, I asked him.
And what did he say?
One day my daughter said, Mommy, this work is so important. Mm-hmm. It's so important to people, change people's life. Why do you still say that is Jesus? Because the church showed us Jesus so sufferer, so, mm-hmm. so you know, mm-hmm. strange, that when I say it's Jesus, people say, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, I'm going to ask him if I can take out his name.
Yeah.
And say that is the light.
Yeah, let's call it
the light.
Yeah, let's do that.
And he said, no.
He said, no. Why?
No. And I said, why? And he said, because I want people to know who I am. I'm
who
not
I
that.
Really am.
Yes.
Not who the church made them
yes,
into.
I've never asked to be a church.
But what's the big difference? Why does he want people to know who he really is? Who cares? I mean, that way. I mean, what's the big deal?
Because when people open to him, mm-hmm. people receive that love.
Mm.
And when people look at that Jesus of the church, mm-hmm. they don't open their heart because of the sins and the restrictions.
So when people open to who Jesus really was, not who the church, they feel the love essence of that being.
Yes.
And that's what he wants people
yes,
to connect.
Yes. He wants to put the things in the right place.
Yeah.
Like, he says, in my life, when I was there, I never asked to have a religion. Never.
Of course not, yeah.
They did without my permission.
Well.
If you go to Vaticano, mm-hmm. they don't talk about Jesus. They talk about the church,
right.
not Jesus. I've been there right. 2 years ago.
Right.
And I
what did Jesus say when you talked to him at the Vatican?
I have my last book is about that.
What's that called?
Sensitive Flight.
It's still in Portuguese, right? Yes, go ahead. Keep talking. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, it is in Portuguese, and I traveled all over the world to listen Jesus in different places, and then we went to Vaticano, mm-hmm. and he said, "Look, I'm not here. I'm not here. I'm not this Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I am." A being of light. I am a higher energy, not that. So if you are happy, you go into a church and you say, well, start to blame yourself for being mm-hmm. happy mm-hmm. because it's so dark, it's so strange. So he says, please look at me as I am. Say to your daughter mm-hmm. that it's going to take more time. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Mm-hmm. It's going to be harder.
But I bet people, even though they were kind of influenced by the church, actually had tuned into that real Jesus of love. I bet many people have, and that's what's been a source of compassion.
Look, Jesus, this light, mm-hmm. this light is the responsible for humanity, for mankind, mm-hmm. for the next 2,000 years,
this
for the
light.
Age.
This Jesus.
This light.
This new light.
Yes. It's the responsible for mankind for the Aquarius age. Mm.
But I'm sure Jesus is working with other beings, isn't he?
I don't know.
Like, we'll talk to him.
Okay.
We'll do a television show, and we're going to talk to Jesus.
Okay.
On the air, okay? We're going to dial him up. No, thank you, Alexandra.
Thank you very much,
It's always nice to hang out with you.
Yes, it is. Very nice.
To have our little show. I've been talking to Alexandra Solnato. Her new book, her book in English, is The Book of Light by Simon & Schuster. It's an oracle book. She is a best-selling author. She's like the Deepak Chopra of Portugal, aren't you? People know you on the street. People, if you're in Portugal and you have some spiritual essence, you'll know Alexandra Solnato, but she's getting big here, and she's going to be at the Meta Center on April 13th. That is Wednesday. That will be tomorrow night, and April 13th at 2:14.
Can I say the site?
Yes. Let me do 214 West 29th Street on the 16th floor at 7 p.m. For $20, you'll get a copy of this beautiful book of light. And her website is
alexandrasolnado.net. And people can go there to the Oracle and try it online.
Oh, yeah. Try the Oracle online. It's also on my website, newrealities.com. Alexandra is Alexandra Solnado, Solnado. And this is New Realities. And if you want to reach me, you can call me or you can email me at newrealities@earthlink.net. Or you can check my website, newrealities.com. And I'll be having a lot of exciting programs coming up. I'll also be on a tour to Spain with Patrice Chaplin, who's also been a guest on this show. And you could just email me about that. So I am going to just end with this beautiful song by, I'm going to play what I played in the beginning, that opening song, which is from Songs of Ascent by J.J. Hertog, which kind of puts us into that mood. Thank you for listening.
Saga Domi Gaede, a star.